This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Good day, everybody. It's day two at the National Cannabis Industry Association's Cannabis Business Summit. We are live here in Oakland, California, bright and early in the morning, and we've got Sarah with us from Third Way. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Russ. Thanks for having me.
And Sarah, tell us, what is Third Way?
Well, Third Way is a center-left think tank located in Washington, D.C., and we work on a variety of issues, but lately we've been doing a lot of work on marijuana reform.
And you work on a lot of issues, think tank, and why marijuana issues lately? Why would this be such a important political issue when we've got so many others that we could be working on?
Well, we jumped in about 2 years ago for two reasons. The first was that it was obvious that members of Congress were terrible at talking about marijuana. There was a lot of giggling. There was a lot of corrections. They needed someone to help them, and we work very closely with Congress, so it seemed like a natural place for us. Mm-hmm. And also, we thought it was going to be, and I am happy to say we were right, a big issue in the 2016 election. And we work with the campaigns as well, so we wanted to make sure that everybody was talking about it and knew what to say, knew what was going on in a slightly more polished version.
It's always been surprising to me that we heard Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom speak yesterday, and he mentioned how he was the only statewide elected official in California to come out so vocally in support of marijuana legalization. And when we see the last 10 national polls in a row have shown majority support among the public for marijuana legalization, over 80% support for medical marijuana throughout the country, no matter where you ask. What makes politicians, especially those in the center or on the left, so reticent to get on board with this issue?
Well, part of the problem is that politicians are naturally 5 to 10 years behind everybody else in public opinion. And the other part of the problem is that this has been a really scary issue for them for a long time, right? A lot of them were drug warriors. Back in the day, they were leading the charge for the war on drugs. And it's really a big mental shift for them that they're struggling with.
I see. And what is it that you tell them through your think tank, through Third Way, that makes the switch for them? What sort of techniques or talking points do you give them?
Well, one of the things that we talk about is that the polls are actually not as clear as they look, right? We showed them how nuanced they are in that, yes, there is overwhelming support for medical marijuana. And we tell them it's no longer a political liability to support it. In fact, in some places, like California, it's a political liability to oppose it. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, there's a good 30% of the public that are in what we call the marijuana middle. And those are people who are really conflicted. They tend to support medical and oppose recreational. And those are the squishy voters who are the ones who make all the decisions and ballot initiatives. Mm-hmm. So those are the people they need to be talking to. Those are the people they need to listen to. And those people aren't ready to go full legalization yet. But they do think that something needs to be done so that states can continue to pass laws and do what's best for them.
What is it that stops them? What is it that makes them mushy? What is it that makes a person say, yeah, if you're sick, it's okay, but if you're just relaxing on your own, on your back porch, we got a problem with it?
It's a values issue. Mm-hmm. Values are one of the things that really motivate voters, especially centrist voters. And what we see is that there are a lot of really obvious values at play in medical marijuana, right? There's compassion and healing, and we're taking care of sick people and giving them what they need. Those values don't apply to recreational marijuana. And so that's where the big gap has been. And that's one of the reasons that we tell politicians not to talk too much about medical marijuana, because support for medical marijuana does not transfer automatically to recreational marijuana because the same values aren't at play.
Hmm. Now, how is it that we have this seeming conflict in values where people don't seem to have a problem with the tavern in every town or dozens of them in every town. They have no problem with alcohol or tobacco use, but they make a moral judgment when it comes to marijuana.
It's just a cultural shift that we're seeing, right? Marijuana has not been as part of the mainstream the way that alcohol has been for 200 years. And so when people make the comparison and say that they should be regulated the same way, that sort of falls on deaf ears, especially for the people in the middle. They don't think that. They're really conflicted, right? The people that they think of as marijuana users are not actual marijuana users. But the image they have in their head is not beneficial.
Right. So given that this is... this has so much to do with values, and those that marijuana middle is what's going to determine a lot of these elections. Do some of the common refrains from our side, from the activist side, do they fall on deaf ears? Things like, well, we'll raise so much tax revenue. Well, yeah, but if it's evil, who cares? You're raising tax revenue on evil. Are there some tips you could give us as far as activism goes?
Sure. Well, when you're talking to people in the middle, one of the things we automatically tell them is do not talk about the drug war. Right, I know that that's a huge talking point for the movement, and it should be, and it's beneficial. We should end the drug war. But when you talk to people in the middle about the drug war, they are thinking about cocaine. They are thinking about really hard drugs. And in our focus groups, when we said, do you think we should end the drug war? They said, well, I don't want my kids to use crack. Right? The drug war was great. So that's not a good benefit. We try to tell them to talk about marijuana like it's different from all the other drugs. Okay. Even though whether or not that's accurate or something that someone believes may not be necessarily true, but that's how you reach the middle.
We're speaking with Sarah from Third Way. They're a center-left think tank. And do you guys have websites and stuff people can look
up? Sure, thirdway.org.
Thirdway.org. And another interesting part about this, politically speaking, is when we're talking about center-left coalitions in politics, we're talking a lot about it. A lot of different groups, from soccer moms to the African-American community to LGBT. Are there different messages for those communities when we're trying to make these points about marijuana legalization?
We're starting to see that. It's still a little early. There's just not a lot of good polling on marijuana legalization, as you would expect, because it's something that's been starting recently. But it is true that different messages resonate with different groups. And what works for the middle doesn't work for people on the left, and it doesn't necessarily work for people on the right either.
I see. And geographically speaking, is there differences? Reaching out to Southerners or Midwesterners obviously would be different than Californians.
Yes, I suspect the South is even much more important to talk about values, because that's sort of the way they see themselves. And in the Midwest, you want to talk about families and things that apply there, whereas in California, it's a little bit of a different game, especially since you guys have had medical for so long.
Right. Now, Sarah, personally speaking, how did you get involved with this, and did you ever imagine that you'd be advocating for marijuana legalization or reform?
No, I work on our social policy portfolio, so they hired me to work on abortion and immigration and drugs. And two of the issues that I worked on most closely were immigration and background checks for gun sales, and they both failed in the Senate right at the same time.
Yes.
Well, we passed immigration, but it wasn't going to pass in the House. And so I had a lot of free time on my hands. And so we sat down and we said, what do we think is going to be important? What do we think that our friends in Congress really need help with? And this one was an obvious one.
All
and
right.
It's a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah, well, I guess this is the silver lining to an obstructionist do-nothing Congress, as we got you on our side.
Why, thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us, Sarah. And again, it's thirdway.org. Is there anything else as far as Facebooks or other contacts you'd like to give out?
Yeah, sure. You can find us on Twitter at thirdwaytweet.
All right. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us, and have yourself a great show.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back with more from the Canna Business Summit right after this.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.